in the corner, so it's sort of diagonally across the corner. There's a space between the, say there's a television set, and you put it this way in the corner so that there's a space between the
wall and the television.
Uh-huh. You say that the television was sitting
in the corner.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say it's cattywampus or kitty corner or Annie Goblin?
Either one of them. Just whichever it was.
What would you probably use?
Oh, well, I believe I have mine in yonder, Annie Godlin.
What does that mean?
Well, partly in the line with the corner, and then partly in line with the corner and partly not in line with it.
How do you mean?
Well, it's just not true to the corner.
Mm-hmm. What about those, you, any other terms for that?
Well.
Cattywampus or kitty corner?
Yeah, kitty? Something like that.
Did you ever hear either of those terms?
Yeah. But, you know, not about any special thing, just, you know, I've heard it. That's catacornered, or that's crooked, or that is not true, uh-huh. And so forth.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have...
taxis.
Uh-huh. Or something that run on a track and...
Yeah, I was trying to think of that. A train or... Well, buses, it would be a bus, I believe they called them bus, but they ran on track with an electric thing.
Uh-huh. And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
want to get off.
And did you ever hear those things called a trolley or electric car?
Yeah.
Streetcar?
Mm-hmm. Streetcar maybe would be different to bus.
Mm-hmm. And in this county, Marshall is the...
county seat.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And say if you had a choice of two things, you might say, well, I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that. What of this?
Well, I don't stand.
Well, if you had a choice of two things, you'd say, well, at first I was planning to do this, but then I decided I'd do that.
Well, it's just whatever you...
And what of this?
Well, if I... any certain thing, just if I decided... I was going to clean my house today, but I decided to go to town in place.
Mm-hmm.
Is that answer?
Uh-huh. Or another word you could use besides in place. You could say, I decided to go to town in...
instead.
Huh?
Instead of cleaning the house.
And if you want someone to go with you somewhere, you might say, well, I won't go what you go to. I won't go...
unless you go with me.
And if someone asks you to go somewhere and you're not sure you want to, you might say, well, I don't know.
I'll have to decide later.
Uh-huh. Right now, I'm not sure...
whether I can or not.
Uh-huh. And if I say, when are y'all going to Houston? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning to go next week.
Any other expressions you'd use besides planning?
Talking about going next week.
Mm-hmm. What about aiming to go or fixing to go?